Okay, we're going.
Okay, this Lee County Board of Supervisors recess meeting, May 13, 2021, called to order.
I'd like a motion that we go into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code 2.2-3711, Sub-A, Sub-1 for personnel.
We got a motion, you got a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay, you're on.
Aye.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, I guess next we got reports and recommendation of the county administrator.
Yeah, I want to mention one thing. I came across this, and not sure how it got missed last year, but Heart of Appalachia Tourism Authority submitted an invoice for this year's funding. And when I looked at the budget, we didn't have them included yet. They've been included for years at $2,500. And I didn't find anything in the budget packet, but I went back through emails. They actually sent it electronically, which some of them do that anymore, and I really don't like it. I like to have a hard copy back in because that way we see it and process it. But the electronic copy that they sent did not make it into our budget request for last year. So I wanted to check with you and see, do you want to go ahead and pick it up?
What was $2,500?
$2,500. That's the same amount that we've been funding them at for several years. Yeah, at least the three prior years before that. So I just want to check with you and see before I tell him anything, one way or the other.
I haven't heard anything about them lately. Why are they doing anything?
Well, they've had a new director now for a while. I think they're sort of trying to get more active again than what they were there for a while.
In theory, what do they do? I've heard the term.
They're the regional Coalfield County's tourism authority. So they market specifically the Coalfield counties, the seven counties in the city of Norton.
What are they marketing for us?
Well, just tourism. You have, by code, you have an automatic seat on their board of whoever our tourism director is, which Richard knows that's a lot now. And then there's an appointed board member who represents the industry, the tourism industry. Karen Maggard is the appointee from that. She has rental properties, bed and breakfast, blah, blah, stuff like that. Or I guess she does a lot of hers Airbnb, but it's still overnight rentals. But just marketing the region in conjunction with some of the others, just like Spearhead, marketing the trails, marketing other tourism venues, things of that nature.
How much is they asking for this year?
This year, they're asking for $5,000. They've doubled their request. Now, I'll go ahead and tell you this because he sent a reminder on it today. They sent an email out last month and made an offer that because they realize everybody's budget's been tight and because they actually not spent as much this year, they're planning to make a $10,000 grant available to all of their participating localities to be used for tourism purposes. Has to be a legitimate tourism expense, basically marketing. You use it, they said, for a website, for print material, as long as it's a marketing initiative. But in return, they want you to up your ante to double what they've typically gotten from you to $5,000.
I read that in their packet, I didn't understand it at all.
Yeah, it's just
it's basically we've got extra money, therefore we want more money from you.
Yeah, they'll make money available to us for 1 year in grant in the form of grants, but we want you to pony up extra double for future years. And that's what I was telling Richard this afternoon. I said, well, see some of it, but they're going to get that back within 3 or 4 years. They'll have that $10,000 back, so they're really not going to lose that much.
No, I think they're, you know, it's a screwed up deal in Lee County anyway.
Yeah.
With the trails that they put in here.
Well, that's not part of Appalachia, that's Spearhead.
No, I know, I'm talking about Spearhead.
Yeah.
But hell, there nobody uses that trail over much.
It's, well, and I'm
wondering because of that Phil Hensley design.
Well, part of the problem is there's not enough trail miles.
Right.
And we knew that going in, that it was going to be limited ridership because people come and ride, they can ride it in a day or less than a day and get back out of here. Now, it is a very challenging course, and that makes it.
It's not for the faint of heart.
No.
That makes it, it's a plus on one side for those diehards that want to be challenged, but it's a minus on the side of the novice rider that's just out there with his family and, you know, looking to kill an afternoon. It's difficult. It can be a difficult trail. Steve was kidding Nancy. She was talking to somebody there at church Sunday, and he said, ask her about going up there on the trail. She didn't get up to the top of the ridge to start with.
I tell you, I've been up there in trouble. I wouldn't ride my four-wheeler up there.
But now they're using some of that too to take care of Cave Springs too.
Yeah, Spearhead.
Spearhead.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, they're taking care of the Keoki Lake too, aren't
they? They take care of Keoki Lake too. They clean up and stuff. So there's, I mean, there's not entirely a loss. I mean, because they're employing Lee County people for Lee County.
Yeah, I forgot about the Keoki and the Cave Springs.
Yeah. But again, that's Spearhead.
Part
of Appalachia is strictly a marketing organization.
It's kind of all together because they all meet together. They all work hand in hand.
They work together.
Yeah.
HOA is marketing Spearheads as part of, you know, the Southwest region, but they're marketing other things as well.
Does Richard have an opinion about them yet? Has he dealt with them at all?
I know he's met David and talked to him. David Woodard is the director, and he's probably been to their meetings.
I don't mind to give them $2,500 from last year.
For this year, for the current
year. Right.
Yeah. It consensus that we go ahead and plug them in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see a problem.
Okay. $2,500.
Now, DD, are you on the board?
I'll have to. Instead of consensus, let's just go ahead and do a motion because that's going to be a supplemental appropriation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
All right. Thank you. I've got some other stuff. It's budget related. And I'll be honest, I've got some changes that I have made. Some recommendations that I will make and some changes in the budget. Nothing major. Comp board budget, finally approved budgets did come out about the middle of last week. Sharon was off most of last week sick, so when she came back, she's been treading backwater trying to get caught up and had payroll this week. So she hasn't got everything in on that side, so I don't have a whole lot to really lay out there in front of you tonight. If you want to start going through it, we can. I'm tired. I just soon go to the house. But anytime next week, I mean, we got a regular meeting Tuesday night, but any other night, we can work on it too.
Do we have much to do in the regular meeting?
I can on Thursday.
Let me see. I don't know if I can Thursday or not.
The regular meeting is not necessarily loaded up. It's not a heavy agenda.
Maybe do something. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm on Thursday. You want an excuse to get out of the Republican meeting?
Well, there ain't nothing going on. I mean, there ain't no election. It ain't like we're running for anything.
Based on what I just told you, that I will have some changes, but it's not going to be high dollar amounts.
Is that 20?
I mean, it comes back down to revenue. So, and I have made some adjustments on the revenue side. I've added about probably about 65,000-70,000 on the revenue side. I may be able to bump some things a little bit more, but I don't want to get overly aggressive. This year has been a good year on the revenue side as far as tax collection. We've exceeded the estimates in a lot of categories. Sales tax, and I don't know whether this is stimulus driven. You'd think everybody's been locked down, supposedly, but sales tax has outperformed what I imagined, I just couldn't imagine. I don't know if since I've been here, if we have ever met the state's projection for sales tax for us. Uh-huh. We get a projection from them. I very seldom use their projection because we never meet it. We did this year, or we will by the end of the year. It's been pretty strong. So based on that, I'm going to push some of the revenue lines higher. But you never know. That can backfire on you the very next year.
The only thing I'd like to do, I know the budget's not going to change much, but as we go through the department request, I talked to Cindy a little bit about this, but the animal control wants a new $35,000 truck. No.
I'm with you, brother. I would say it. Me too.
I agree. This year, I think next year, they'll probably have to have one due to mileage, but I don't think it's in the
budget. Well, I don't think they need three.
I think the request wasn't to trade or to get one to replace one. It was to add a third one and take the part-time employee to full-time.
That's what the request
was. You got a request in the registrar's office to take part-time to a full-time position. The only thing, the full-time money she put in there won't cover a full-time position under minimum wage for this year. I'll go ahead and hit this one just so you can be thinking about it. Brooke came in last week and she's got some pricing. I just got the pricing yesterday, but we hadn't really talked about it. I listened to what she had to say and just said, you know, if you don't get prices, that's fine. But she's wanting to blue light the truck with a siren and a loudspeaker. Her comment initially was if she's out on the road, she needs warning lights and this and that. Gary and him have got yellow lights on the county truck over at the transfer station so that if they have to be out on the highway or something, they've got caution lights. I'm not a fan of blue lights for...
I don't think it's legal.
Well, if she's sworn under law enforcement, it could be. It's just like animal control. They could run them, but we typically don't run that. But she had mentioned it. She did also mention about maybe having a radio put in her truck. That I could understand and could see better than blue lights.
I don't go for blue lights.
The radio, and the radio is an expensive buy. By the time you outfit one, you're looking at probably $3,000 or better because they have that in-car repeater and everything to get out. But I could see the need for that if she's in an area where she doesn't have cell phone coverage and gets into a situation where she needs law enforcement help. I could see the radio. As far as the lights, as far as working litter control and things of that nature, I think we'd be better off putting a set of yellow lights on there that she could kick on when she needed them. But I don't. I don't see blue lights on.
Yeah, that's all highway parts.
That's probably true too. Now she called me about that, about lights or something. She told me she had DEQ
She hadn't mentioned to me the other day. She said I've got money in my budget that would cover it. And then when she popped in today, she said, "Well, you know that litter grant, I need to spend that DEQ money." Well, as soon as she said, I just said, "We'll deal with it in the budget," and she left. But. I pulled the current guidelines up for litter control grant, and no, that's not eligible in the first place. But it used to be you could carry those funds, a portion of them over. You can't carry them over anymore, but we dump that on salaries. It's not a problem to spend that litter grant. We could spend every penny of it on salaries every year. We use it for other things, litter related, but they stress educational educational aspects more than anything. You can use it on some other things, but a lot of it is educational. But we can drop it on her salary, and whatever's left at year end, we just show it all in being spent for salaries. And that's no issue.
Speaking of educational, I mentioned to you that I wanted her to come to our meeting and go over her education plan and what she does in general, all the ins and outs of
report.
I don't see her.
Did I not tell Jenny that? I told Brooke, but I must not have told Jenny. We'll add her to the agenda. Brooke will be there Tuesday night.
Yeah, she said when she called, she said she was going to be there because I told her I hadn't looked at the agenda yet for seeing it.
I failed to tell Jenny to put that on her. I was dealing with a couple of other possible delegations right up to the minute that we finished the agenda. I failed to tell her to put Brooke on there because I told her we would put her up under departmental reports and let her get it there. That'll get her in and out. I'll have her do an amended agenda tomorrow, and we'll lay it in front of you Tuesday night. You'll have it.
I wouldn't pencil it in, can I?
Yeah, but we'll go ahead and have it. Makes it easier for the chairman to see it there in front of him and not skip over it. Which, I don't know if she'd let you skip over or not.
Well, we wouldn't have no problem. She'd probably keep trying to scoot over closer to you to see if she'd get your attention.
See, my back is to the audience during the meeting right now, so I don't see anything or anybody.
Well, what did you tell her to be ready to talk about?
Exactly what was in your text. I told her not to mention names. I mean, you know, you're talking about what citations she'd written. You got to be specific with Brooke or she'll just blurt it out there. But I told her, I said, you know, don't name names, but, you know, give a recap on what you've done. I told her about the educational aspects of it. What her program, what her intended program was, how she was going to do it, a lot, different things like that.
I don't mind to do part of that under, I think it's A2, personal stuff, but I want to know who she's got specifically.
You want names of who she's written up?
Specifically. People that I've called and said, I want to know what the status of
them. You're talking about the closed session.
Right.
Okay, well that
that's where it needs to be. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I don't want to get in. I mean, we're being recorded. That's broadcast on local TV. Maybe that's good, maybe that's bad. I just don't know if you want to get into
that's what I'm saying.
In the public meeting, naming names of who all has been cited for this list.
I would like to hear about her education plan in public so they can know that we're working on her getting into schools.
Okay.
Which is one reason.
Would a typed report on the citations?
That would be good.
Because, I mean, if you're sat there and going to go through it that night, that's going to take a while, probably, to walk through every one of them.
Typed is fine.
Okay.
It'd be good if when she gave us her packet every quarter or however long, if she just put Joe Blow at such and such address.
Okay.
And what the outcome was, where it's at, timelines.
Okay. Well, see, I asked her about that when she called.
I was dealing with one.
She was not following up on that spreadsheet she had.
I dealt with one of those.
Yeah, I forgot she had that in the beginning.
Yeah. Last week. Well, she said something about it. She said, well, I put it in my report, and then I didn't know if it was still in there or not. I dealt with one who claimed that he didn't know anything about it and she had him in court, but come to find out she had sent it to it's a tenant, it was a landlord. She had sent it to the address of the structure to the tenants, and she had sent it to his post office box as well. So
who's she supposed to give it to, the landlord or the tenant or both?
You can give it to both, but ultimately the landlord, it's their property, as you know. And so technically, they're you can go after the tenant and try to get them to clean it up, but if they don't, the landlord's the owner of the property.
Well, she knows that because we done went through that. Because we went through it with some people up there at Keoki, because the tenants that were up there were going to the dump site and picking up trash, and they were picking up stuff and just bringing it over and going through it and just dumping it in the yard.
Yeah.
And she wrote them up, and they told her that they didn't own the place. And she went to write the people up that owned the place, and she told me, she said, well, this poor old lady that owns this place, she ain't able to go up there and clean it up. And I said, sorry. She's getting money monthly, from them, so, So she ended up writing them up, and the lady got it cleaned up.
I think it depends on what it is that she's going after them for, but I'm not sure that she's got any standing to go after the owner on some of this stuff. I mean, it's kind of like going after the highway department for somebody throwing that litter on the road. I mean, there's whoever did the bad act is the person she should be going after.
They should be, but, those people, if you ain't going to get nothing out of them, they ain't got none.
I don't think it's just about getting something out of them. I mean, it's punishable by some of this litter stuff is punishable by jail.
Yeah.
And you can't hardly get people kicked out now.
Well, they're not going to put them in jail. I mean, a lot of these people are have two or three kids, and they're not going to put them in jail. Just like that case up there. I don't know what you're saying, because you don't want to be responsible for your tenants throwing trash in your property.
Nobody does. But
if I had a piece of property, I'm not going to let them throw trash on my property. I'm going to make sure that they don't.
It's easier said than done, because it's not so easy to kick them out now. I mean, if the government is creating the problem.
I know they are, but, yeah.
I mean, I had one that thumbed his nose for months at me, and there wasn't a thing I could do about it.
How long does it take you to get them out, Sid?
It's a little better now, but start to finish, even now, you're talking 75 days. Used to 45 days is rule of thumb, but I had one that went during COVID. I don't remember how many months he went.
Don't have to pay you.
Nothing. What a thing I could do.
So next Thursday,
whatever time y'all want to do it, but
we'll have to do that Tuesday night.
Yeah, you'll just be adjourning tonight.
Motion to adjourn.
Sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Here we go.